This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Cynthia Chappell. How are you, Cynthia?
Hi, Chris. I'm well, thanks.
Excellent, excellent. You are the program director for VIA, which is an Italian education platform, if you like. You're also a podcaster as well. So tell us about your podcasting before we get into this Italian wine education system.
Sure. So I work for Vini Italy International, and I'm part of the Italian wine podcast team. So we do a daily podcast covering different subjects, and I am the person on Wednesday. My podcast is called Voices, and I cover a lot of topics having to do with diversity, equity, and inclusion in the wine sector, and how to get more people at the table, how to create a long table and get more people there, how we use language, how we stop sort of the image of elitism in wine. Also different things, you know, how wine's being packaged these days, trends, what young people want to see in wine, sustainability. So that's my bailiwick.
Cool. That's a lot of work, though.
Good fun, though. I get to pick my guests, and I get to talk about anything that I feel fits my format. So I'm very lucky, and I really enjoy it. Favorite part of my job.
Cool. All right. So what I want to talk about today, though, is the Italian Wine Academy and the different courses. And you guys, the key thing is you guys are about to launch a course in London in about 5 weeks. The first one in London, I think. Is that right?
Yeah. This is our first time doing Vini Italy International Academy Italian Wine Ambassador Certification course in the UK. So we chose London, and we will be holding the class at the Institute of Masters of Wine. And it will be taught by one of our faculty members, Sarah Heller, who is an MW herself. And we're looking forward to launching in the UK. We have a few ambassadors certified in the UK, but we've never run the course there. And it's a perfect fit. It makes sense because it's taught in English. And the UK buys so much Italian wine now and consumes so much Italian wine. It makes sense that we should be there and get people into our community.
Since it's the first time, you guys have very graciously offered a place for us to give to one of our listeners, which is absolutely brilliant. And I understand they can do that in either the London course, which is running on what are the dates again?
It's the 27th, 28th, and 29th of July.
28th, 29th of July. And so that you can either do the course in London or in Austria, which is quite nice. Where in Austria is it?
It's being held in Rust, which is the home of the Wine Academy, which is the biggest WSET program in Europe, in mainland Europe. Cool. So, the listener who wins the lucky golden ticket is welcome to join us in London or in Rust at our great pleasure.
We'll give you details about that probably before we actually run this interview, and a reminder after the interview as well. Now, let's talk about the courses, because the Wine Academy's got three levels of courses. The one you're running is the Ambassador, but do you want to just run us through the ladder of the different courses you guys offer?
Sure, absolutely. We have a foundation course, which is just a very simple introduction to Italian wine, followed by our Maestro course, which is taught by our ambassadors, so people who've been certified through the Ambassador course, our flagship course. And that's much more of a deeper dive into the world of Italian wine without going into a huge amount of minutia. So learning more about the regions, the native grapes, and the styles of wine that's made. And so both of those are just a course that can be taught very easily. The foundation course is one day. The Maestro course is usually a week. And there's a multiple choice question exam at the end with a blind tasting. So we feel that it's really important that our students get to taste Italian wines, particularly benchmark wines that we feel are really representative of different regions, and learn how to spot the really particular things in Italian wines that you don't always find in more international styles. And Italian white wines have a texture to them that's really different from a lot of other white wine in the world. So It's a great way to incorporate knowledge and tasting and sort of open the door to people who are curious about Italian wine.
Yeah, I always find Italian wines, a lot of the whites anyway, they give a little bit of skin contact to the wine, so you always get that little bit of grip.
Exactly. There's much more phenolic element in white wines. There does tend to be a little bit of skin contact or some lees stirring, things like that. But the grapes themselves, the native grapes of Italy, do have characteristics that just aren't found in other grapes in the world. People really aren't aware that there are over 500 native grapes in Italy that don't grow anywhere else. So there's a treasure trove of stuff to discover.
And I presume the fellow doesn't learn those 500, or even the maestro, you do that.
No, the fellow course, that foundation level, we expose our students to the fact that this huge body of native grapes exists. We try not to overwhelm them and scare them. But the maestro course goes more into that, much more into the prominent native grapes. What grape makes Chianti? That's Sangiovese. What grape makes Prosecco? That's Glera. So we get them sort of more interested. We try to seduce them and lure them into the Italian wine world so that we can get them into the ambassador course.
Lovely. Okay. And what's the prerequisites for the fellow and the maestro?
For the fellow, there's no prerequisite at all, just curiosity and sort of a desire to learn a little bit about Italian wine. As I said, that's a day course. It's very easy to do. Mm-hmm. The maestro course is the next step up. I see that as a bridge course where people really are deciding how much further they want to go into their understanding of Italian wine. It's very useful for wine bar staff or, wine shop staff, importers, people who are a little bit more serious about learning about Italian wine. And then anyone who passes that course is immediately accepted into the ambassador course if they wish to do that, which is a much more profound look at Italian wine and does require quite a bit of study.
Yep. So the fellow and the maestro, no prerequisite really, just willing to get on and do a little bit of work or...
Yeah, just a curiosity and a willingness to take a look at a topic that is bigger than, just some wine bottles on a grocery store shelf.
And the ambassador course, which is the course that you're running in London and we've got the ticket for, what's the prerequisite for that?
It is a much more intensive course. And so we do ask that people be able to demonstrate that they have some previously existing wine knowledge. WSET 3 is a good example, or if they've done Italian Wine Scholar, that sort of thing, or if they've been working in the sector in hospitality or in sales or marketing that has to do with Italian wine. We take a look at each applicant case by case to make sure they're going to be a good fit. It doesn't make sense for us or for them to accept students who will be overwhelmed by the course.
Yep.
And we do want people, we call it ambassador for good reason. We want people who are going to go forth and be ambassadors of Italian wine out in the world after they pass the class. So it's a careful selection of people that we think are really going to benefit and then are going to turn around and benefit the Italian wine industry afterwards.
Okay, so a lot of the people in London or the UK who are looking to do this course in London, because WSC Level 3 is a very common type of thing, that would be fine. Or if they're an Italian restaurant or they are serving Italian wines or they're involved with the Italian sort of side of maybe a retailer or something like that, that would be fine.
Exactly. Okay. That's exactly the sort of thing that we do. We also take a lot of wine educators. We take wine writers. People who have some grounding in the wine sector. It's nice if they have some grounding in the Italian wine sector in particular, but who understand that it does require some study and some effort, and the payback is really positive.
Okay, now that sounds good. And tell us about the course, because it's a longer course than the 3 days than you've got. From when I was looking at the details of it, it looked like those 3 days were mainly about tasting, to be honest.
Absolutely. During COVID, we pivoted our course from being sort of 4 or 5 days in person with lectures in person to an online study platform. We have three members of our faculty, Sarah Heller, who's an MW, as I mentioned. We have Henry DeVar, who's an American and Italian wine expert, And we have Professor Attilio Scienza, who is one of the most renowned grape DNA and soil experts in the world, a longstanding professor from the University of Milan. So he's our scientific advisor. And together, the three of them developed the online study platform, which is a series of lectures, video lectures given by Henry and Sarah, covering all 20 regions of Italy, and then a couple of what we call warm-up lessons on particularly important grapes. So it's a series of 30 videos that students watch at their leisure at home before they come to the class. It's a self-study program. It takes about 40 hours of time.
Okay, so it's quite a commitment, isn't it?
It is. We're happy with our platform as it's developed over the past couple of years because students are available to go backwards, forwards. They can access it 24 hours a day. They can stop it, take notes, use it really as a tool to support their learning. There's a textbook as well, some other recommended readings. We try to understand that people learn in very different ways. So we've developed a set of wine study maps that are in beta form right now that we're using. We have some other books. We have a series of podcasts talking about our particular approach to wine tasting. And we know that people study in different ways and learn in different ways. So we've got the videos, we've got the podcasts, we've got the books, and we've got the maps. And people can use all of those tools in the run-up to the actual course. You're right. The 3 days in person are focused on tasting. That's a huge pillar of our VIA course. We feel it's really important that our students are able to taste as many benchmark Italian wines as we can possibly put in front of them. So during the London class, they will taste a minimum of 36 wines, and then there will be two more wines blind tasted for the exam.
So 40 wines over 3 days. That's not too bad, though. 10 wines a day, that's quite doable.
It's more like almost 20 wines on the first 2 days because the exam is on the last day.
Oh, okay, yep.
So it's intense, but it's really fun. I've gone through it myself, so I've seen it from both sides, behind the curtain and under the gun. And that intensity of tasting with being guided by Sarah Heller, who is truly an expert taster with an amazing palate and a very visual way of describing what she's tasting. So she's an enormous support to our students.
One of the things I noticed in the blurb was you guys were talking a lot about sort of understanding the soil types through the tasting technique, because soils have a particular influence on the wines. But it's quite hard, I find, usually to be able to discern a particular soil. You know, when you've got three wines in a row, you can say, okay, that's sandy, it's a little bit lighter than this one, and this is a little bit riper maybe because it's on gravel and things like that. But just to pick up a wine and go, oh, that is marl, it's like, wow, that's pretty tough going.
Fortunately, we don't do that. thank God. Yeah, I wouldn't want to have to pick up my glass and say, oh, calcareous. No,
yeah.
What we try to do is take the benefit of the very vast amount of material that Attilio Scienza has accumulated over his years and connect for our students the different soils across Italy and how they affect the style of wine that's made from the grapes that grow there. So we don't ask them to blind taste the wine and say, you know, where did this grow? What soil was this in? But we like them to make the connection in their mind between the wine in their glass and how it's been affected by not only the soil, but also the climate, the location of the vineyard, and of course the winemaking, you know, what we call the hand of man, how the winemaking has been affected as well. So we like them to have a 360-degree view. It's not just about the grape. It's not just, you know, Merlot or Syrah. We're talking 500 grapes no one's heard of. And we like to connect them to their place and why they speak of their place, why they are typical and from Italy.
Cool. Okay. Let's talk about the exam now. You don't have a particularly high pass rate, I must admit. I was reading somewhere it's 29%. So that's a lot of, you know, you've got to work pretty hard to get a pass.
Yeah, absolutely. And we make no apologies for that. We have educated just over 1,000 students, and we have 292 ambassadors. So it's not easy. But what we have discovered is that the VIA community of people who have taken the exam has grown into something much bigger than the course itself. So in our 1,000 students who have become the VIA community, many of them have taken the exam 2 or 3 times. We have an ongoing network. We have a group chat. We have a newsletter. We do events and trips throughout the year for academic reasons to visit Italy. And we have discovered that this huge community is so supportive of each other, very generous of spirit. So yes, our pass rate is low, just under 30%. But it does mean that the qualification, once you get it, is significant. It's meaningful. It's recognized around the world as something that doesn't come easy. And being called an Italian wine ambassador or an Italian wine expert, if you score over 90, is something that's truly got some gravitas to it.
And how does the exam work? You said it's got a couple of blind wines.
Yeah, the exam is in 3 parts. So there's a blind red and a blind white. Then there are some short answer questions. And then there's 100 multiple choice. So it's a 2.5-hour exam in 3 parts.
So not too bad. And you do that on the final day, yeah?
That's on the final day.
And do you mark it on the final day? Because you do your pinning, which I presume is if you pass, you get a little badge.
We do. This is sort of the behind the curtain thing. We scramble around. The exam's in the morning, and then all of us scramble around in the background to get everything marked and organized so that we can give our students their results on the same day. I forgot to mention there's a video element to the course as well. Students team up in teams of 3 or 4. And they produce a video based on a theme that we give them a couple of weeks in advance. So we like to see how they present in front of a camera. Are they comfortable talking about Italian wine? Is this something that they can really do in a role as an Italian wine ambassador? So we also watch those videos while they're taking the exam, score those, and then the exam is marked so that we can have the results on the same day. We feel we owe it to our students. It's because they put a lot of work in to take the course. So they get their results immediately. And we do, as you said, a pinning ceremony where we do award the official pin to the students who pass. And we have a bit of a party. So it's a fun thing in the afternoon.
Certainly for 29% of the people sitting the exam anyway. They're celebrating.
Exactly.
And the others are just going, give me the Italian one. I'm just going to drown my sorrows.
That's pretty much, you've got it in one. Yeah.
Lovely. If you want to do the course in London or in Austria, you'll have to get in contact with us. We'll give you the details after the podcast head into the competition. You need to do 40 hours of prep before that. So you've got about 5 weeks to do that 40 hours. So you've got to have to spend a bit of time in the weekends or evenings really hammering through that to try and cover it. And then you've got to be in London or Austria on those 3 days, which were again the
27th, 8th and 9th of July.
Yeah, 27th, 28th and 29th of July for the tasting technique and the final exam as well. So, okay, now that sounds brilliant. Is there anything else I've forgotten, Cynthia, or you want to touch on?
I think you've covered it. We're very excited about coming to London and also to Roost. This is a new foray for us into areas that we feel we could be useful and really find some people who fit into our VIA community and who can become, as we say, ambassadors of Italian wine outside of Italy, which is really important to us.
All right then, Cynthia, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thanks, Chris.